The true value of a man is not determined by his possession, supposed or real, of truth, but rather by his sincere exertion to get to the truth. It is not possession of the truth, but rather the pursuit of truth by which he extends his powers and in which his ever-growing perfectibility is to be found. Possession makes one passive, indolent, and proud. And this week's opening quote comes from Gotthold Ephraim Lessing. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. If you really want to understand the world and understand the predicament of mankind and attempt to figure a way out of it, you really need to put things into perspective. And something that people need to understand is that what's going on here is essentially people farming. We're living in a people farm, ladies and gentlemen, and the best way to enslave the masses is for the masses to live in a prison that they cannot see. A prison that has no walls, has no bars. A prison where they're given freedom of movement, freedom of choice. They're able to enjoy themselves, take holidays, and do all sorts of things, fly planes to various countries. They're able to buy things, they're able to have trinket trees, climb up the food chain, gather some form of status for themselves, and even become a celebrity of sorts amongst their peers if they want to. They're able to pursue pleasures in life, or what they perceive the pleasures of life to be. But in order to do it all, they must work. They must collect money, they must collect paper, they must get credits, and in order to do that, they must exploit the world in which they live. In the perfect farm, you could even work to provide the inhabitants with their own history. Wouldn't have to have any semblance of reality, simply a history that seemed viable to them, a history that they could believe in, a history that explained their existence in a significant enough way, and a history that isolated them from the search for any further knowledge on the topic. This is how to have a functional people farm. And I want to discuss this a little bit today, just because it's kind of on my mind a little bit as I sit down to record this. And I don't really have much of a plan for today's show, so I'm just going to talk to you about stuff. I'm going to run through a few of my personal philosophies, just share a few concepts with you. And when I go on these sort of thought flows, I tend to speak in a circular manner, so please bear with me and listen to what I'm saying. If I say something that you disagree with to begin with, perhaps listen to the rest of the paragraph and allow me to put it in context, because I tend to say things in that manner. And sometimes people accuse me of saying things and they'll quote a sentence that I've uttered, and indeed I did say that, but they've taken it out of context because they didn't listen to the sentence that followed it. And this is just the way my mind works when I go off on these sort of circular thinking patterns. As I said, I don't really have anything prepared for the show for you today, but I think if people can just put a few issues into perspective, then we're at a point in history now where we have a real opportunity for freedom. I really do. And I think we've had this opportunity for a long time, but the window is closing. And that's why the shows that I've been bringing you have been getting a little bit more darker, shall we say. Some people actually accuse me of becoming a fearmonger lately because I haven't been bringing so much empowering information to people. Now, but then when I do bring empowering information to people, everyone accuses me of being New Age. Because if you talk about the energy of anybody, or you talk about inner emotions and how we can all stand together as one, people accuse you of being New Age. This is all part of the plan, folks. This is how they do it. It's all about divide and conquer. And that's what the New Age movement was created for, so that if you brought any empowering information to people, it could be construed as New Age, and the real information would be thrown out with the New Age bathwater. That's the way they do it, ladies and gentlemen. But there's aspects of good in all of this stuff. There's aspects of good in every single thing that's out there, if you can look in the right places and put it all into context. And I just want to run through a few concepts with you today and just see what we can make of this mess that we're in, and see if we can find a way out of it. Because, like I said, I think we've got a real opportunity for freedom here, but what it's going to take is audience participation. And maybe that will happen if people can just put a few things into perspective. So I'm going to offer my perspective on a few things anyway, and just see where we end up. So I'm going to run through a little bit of history. History, as I understand it anyway, history according to what information I've been able to gather and what I've been able to glean from it. And probably lots of other stuff as well. I mean, who knows where this will go? It could go anywhere. This is kind of a free thought flow, so who knows where we're going to end up with this one. And when I say history, well, relative history. History that is relative to our current situation, because a lot of it just simply isn't relevant to our current situation. I mean, all of it would be nice to know. I mean, I'm one who has delved into history my whole life, and I'd love to know the answers to all of the mysteries that are out there. But delving down these rabbit holes doesn't really help our current situation at the moment. So what I want to bring to you is kind of going to be relevant history, and perhaps not the topics you may have been expecting. And like I said earlier, folks, who really knows what history is? Who knows where we're getting our information from? Who knows how viable this information really is? You know, all we can really go on is what is lying around beneath our feet. You know, when I look at things such as ancient history, what I look at is the stone monuments that are there and what I can glean from these stone monuments. I don't look at what's written in the books. And when we get to ancient history, well, really it's all just speculation anyway, because we don't really have enough to go on to be able to form any real coherent picture of what actually happened. And we're given so much misinformation, misdirection, and outright lies by mainstream and academic sources to begin with. And when we get way back to the beginning of history, I mean, it's anybody's guess. If you want to look at creation myths, well, we've got the creation story that's available in the Bible. Many people take that on and say that's reality. That's fine if you want to believe that. We've got other people that claim evolution is the way we got here. That's fine if you want to believe that. I don't particularly buy into evolution, but that's fine if that's the way you want to go. Many other people claim third-party intervention, aliens, Anunnaki, all of this sort of stuff. Fine if you want to believe that. Ultimately, it doesn't really make that much difference at this point. Some may argue that it does, that it makes an incredible amount of difference how we got here. And yeah, it does to a degree. I would suggest that yes, it is important in the overall scheme of things, but in relation to our current situation, it's not really that important at all. I mean, it's something that we don't really know. We can adopt a belief system if we want, and we can choose to argue about it if we want, but ultimately we don't really know because we're not free enough to know. And I don't think it's really about that. I don't think we're here to really know where we came from. I don't think that was what the human experience was originally for. It would be interesting to know now because we've obviously got to a point which is not very conducive to freedom or anything good about the human experience. So we'd like to know how we got here. So it's all a matter of perspective, really. But in relation to our current situation, it's not really that relevant at the moment. It's the same as those who argue about the shape of the earth, arguing about whether the earth is round or flat. It doesn't really matter at this point because you're not free enough to find out anyway. And it doesn't really free us from the situation that we're in, having that knowledge. I think all of our need for knowledge of all of these side issues is irrelevant. And again, in saying that, I mean, sure, it's relevant to know how we got to this point because we've gone so far from what our past should be as a species. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But having that knowledge now doesn't really help us free ourselves from the situation that we're in. I think we need some focus there. And that was probably a rather convoluted way to explain all of that, so I hope you were able to get some sense from it. But perhaps in looking at these things in history, what is important is understanding how this system got in place and what this system is, and how we can possibly free ourselves from this system. And to me, this is a relevant issue because by freeing ourselves from this system, we're going to be able to find answers to all of the other questions that I just asked regarding creation, whatever. I mean, I'm sure all of this knowledge exists, and I'm sure we would find the truth of everything if we just had the freedom to be able to put our minds together and have the time to find out. Because we're all too busy running on the treadmill because this system has been created to do that and to make sure that we are kept distracted and kept busy and we never really have the time to find out anything that we need to know. So to me, the main focus should be freedom because establishing that freedom answers all of the other questions. We just have to find a way to do that. And to do that, we need to just understand what this system is and how it works. That's really the only part of history that we need to know at the moment, and the only part that is really relative to getting free of this system. And all the rest of it that we want to know, I mean, sure, it's all interesting and we'd like to know, but all of that, like I said, will be able to be found out far more easily by default once we've established freedom. You see, it's all a matter of perspective, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. I mean, That's why they put all this stuff out there. That's why we fight about so many things, because they want us to fight about so many things, because having all of these different concepts and ideas about what's going on, any number of which could be possible, is what keeps us divided and which keeps us from focusing on what actually enslaves us, what keeps us here, and the way out. And I would love to know the answers to what's going on in this world. I really would. I mean, things are very, very different to what we're told, ladies and gentlemen. The one thing I do know about this reality is that nothing that we're told is true. That's a given. And I think most people have figured that out by now. This is why the Flat Earth movement has attracted such an incredible following, folks, because once you start looking into things, you realize that nothing we are being told is true, absolutely nothing. The problem is that people are getting in there and claiming positives on things before we've actually established the freedom to find out. And that's why all the movements are interjected when they are, because it keeps us fighting. And it's right at a time when we need unity. That's the perfect timing for the Flat Earth movement to have been interjected into the whole thing, because it is the perfect movement to tie people up in infighting rather than establishing unity right when it's needed. Everything's a play, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is done for a reason, and it's all part of the grand theatre, all part of the grand plan. Now, looking at history, indeed, if you look at any culture, look at any island culture, look at some of the native cultures that we discovered in the last few hundred years, what caused all of the cultures to go bad? What caused them all to start squabbling with each other? What caused them to start fighting and warring with each other? What caused them to start adopting basically a bad attitude towards each other within their own communities was the introduction of money. And it isn't just the introduction of money, it's the introduction of a usurious monetary system. This is pretty obvious, folks. When you look at history, that's where it started to go wrong. You can just look at any island culture that functioned fine before the West came along and introduced money to them, and you'll find that they were all good. But once you introduce money, the entire society becomes exploited. The entire society starts to compete with each other because everyone wants to get to the top of the pile. And once you introduce a monetary system over the mindset of the people, it's a very interesting formula, because once you teach people to use money, a culture that never had any need for money previously will suddenly find money indispensable. They simply don't know how to live life without it once you introduce it into their consciousness. It's just a weird thing how it works. But it isn't just money, it's usurious money. Of course, this comes from the Jewish system, the usurious banking system that was put in place by the Jewish community. And when you really look at this, there's actually a really interesting account of how this usurious money system came about and what its purpose was, which is related by a Russian general. There's a YouTube video you can find. If you go and look it up, I won't include it in the radio show, obviously, because the man is speaking Russian and it's subtitled. But if you go and look it up on YouTube, just type in Russian general on the jury. Jury is not the jury from a court. When I say jury, I'm referring to the Jews. So the spelling is J-E-W-R-Y. Russian general on the jury. And he describes a very interesting scenario. And I'm not saying that it's true, but when you look through the Bible and you look at some of the hints and the references in the Bible to the exodus from Egypt and the manna from heaven that they lived on when they were lost in the Sinai and Moses and all of these things. If you read between the lines and you look, you can find the account that this Russian general is discussing. And he discusses where the Jews actually came from. And it's quite controversial. I do warn you of that. And he also discusses the introduction of the usurious monetary system, what it was for, and the introduction of circumcision and what that was for. And it's a very, very interesting account. As I said, I'm not saying that it's true, but it's certainly an interesting perspective, and it makes a lot of sense. Now, that's one of the things you've got to do when researching all of this information, and even looking at history. Too many people have a tendency to find something like this that makes a lot of sense and backs up their beliefs, and so they lock onto it and they say, yes, this is now an established fact, and they base their research on that. I don't do that. I tend to look at it all, and I put it all in perspective, and I'll take a piece and I'll say, well, this actually makes a lot of sense, and I'll put it on the shelf and wait for more stuff to come along to confirm it. But even when more stuff does come along to confirm it, I'm still not going to say that it's a fact. I'm still going to leave it sit there as a possibility. albeit maybe a stronger possibility than what it was previously, but still it's just a possibility because ultimately I don't really know because I don't have the freedom to really know anything about ancient history. So much is hidden from us and we have so many questions regardless of what things we can or cannot prove. So yeah, it's just another rabbit hole to go down. But it's an interesting concept when you look at where the Jewish faith came from, where the Jewish race came from, even if there is such a thing as a Jewish race, where their claim to being a race came from, and what the usurious monetary system was for. And this money system is a huge problem, ladies and gentlemen, and it always has been, because just on a simple observation, it's very, very easy to tell that the usurious monetary system ultimately leads to a point of competition. It puts all societies in competition with each other because it puts people in a constant state of scarcity. And it creates an environment where the system must eventually become more efficient and eventually more automated and eventually lead us to exactly where we are now. This is all the result of this usurious monetary system, which was put in place by those who claim to be God's chosen people. So really, what's all this about? But there are subtle undertones to this usurious money system that work as well. The fact that it makes it possible for everybody to be tracked. It creates need for taxation and all that sort of stuff, identification, all the ID cards, all the smart grid that's coming online, all of this stuff is a result of the usurious monetary system. And the only way the system can function is if we create an economy of permanent growth. The only way you can create an economy of permanent growth is to make everything that you make breakable so that you have to keep replacing it so you can have that constant growth. And the only way you can achieve to keep replenishing the supply like this constantly when you don't really need to is to strip mine the environment that you live in. So basically the earth is being strip mined. Regardless of what it is, it's a people farm and it's being mined. And the resources are going somewhere. But where are they going? That's the question, because if you look around, it doesn't really appear that we are using all of these resources we're pulling out of the earth. This is something that I discussed in a film that I put out way back in 2009 or 2010 called The Awakening. I asked the question, why is this earth being strip mined? And where are all of these resources going? And you may think, well, look, you just answered that question yourself by saying we create everything to be breakable and so we need all the resources to replace the stuff that we're making. But we're pulling out far more stuff than what we make. We're pulling out far more things than we actually need for this society to function, even if we have a model based on economic growth. You know, this earth is a very, very strange place and this reality is a very, very strange reality and nothing is what we are told it is. I'm completely convinced of that. But one thing I do know, folks, as I said, we are living in a people farm, and that's why we have all of this tracking. That's why you have to work all the time. That's why they catalog you. That's why you have a birth certificate. That's why all the accommodation that we build is all temporary. Nothing's made to last. It's all about keeping us busy. And we're basically leading to a point now where we're getting near the end of the mining operations, and so we're being led into a point where we're being removed of all of our life skills and all of our ability to think for ourselves, and this entire smart surveillance grid is coming online so that everybody who's left here in this mine can be tracked. And admittedly, that's a pretty intense sort of a scenario. It's a pretty extreme sort of a scenario to be looking at. And is it true? Well, it's a perspective, and it's definitely a possibility when one looks at all the evidence. But the point is, folks, we've got so many rabbit holes to go down to try to figure all this out. But the thing is, ultimately, no matter what is going on, the only way we are ever going to find out and the only way we are ever going to move to a better place is for us to establish freedom. And the only way that's really going to happen is for us to realize that we're the ones who are holding the system up. You're living in a people farm. All you have to do is start doing what you want to do and stop doing what the farmers dictate you should do. And if we had a society where we would agree to disagree and agree that none of us really know what's going on because we really don't have the freedom to find out and just work to establish that freedom, then all of the questions would be answered. That's been the problem every time. We've tried movements, we've tried all these things that work within the parameters of the system. We've never really acknowledged the fact that the system is all fiction anyway and that we are the ones who hold it up and we don't have to do any of this. We don't need all of these useless trinkets with which to judge ourselves by. We don't need to believe that there are celebrities. We just need to start thinking for ourselves and respecting each other and unite as one community. You know, and I say this and people accuse me of being a communist. Oh, look, he wants unity. He's a communist. He's a socialist or whatever. He doesn't believe in ownership. He's a socialist. Well, you can't own the earth, folks. You're only here for a little while. You don't really own stuff. You're just using it for a while. Even your body, you don't own that. You're just using it for a while. It really blows me out how people take things to the extreme and they do everything they can to argue their point with everybody else rather than simply realizing that it's just a perspective that they've got. Why argue your perspective? Why not discuss your perspective and listen to other people's perspectives and realize that we don't have to do any of this stuff that we're doing? And there is a way out of this if we can realize that we're the ones that hold the system up. But even looking into all this, you know, looking into this whole conspiracy culture, looking down the rabbit hole, as they say, to see what's really there and who runs things. Why do you think they created the internet and gave us all the information we need to figure all this out now? Why do you think we've got access to so much stuff and so many people to point the finger at? And why do you think there's so much evidence available to basically prosecute all of these people available to us now, and yet nothing happens? Why do you think all this is the way it is? And the reason is, folks, is to keep us distracted, because the legal system is so convoluted now that no matter what we try, we don't have time to pull any of it off. We don't have time to really prosecute any of the world leaders, because you start a court case, oh, no worries, we'll do that. That's scheduled for a year from now. Then you'll have a hearing, a committal hearing or whatever, and then there'll be another case 6 months or a year from then. By that time, it's too late. The whole grid is coming online now. All of the stuff is out there, and all of these things are there exposed right now in our face, because it doesn't matter anymore what we do about any of that, because while we're focused on that, all this technology is being rolled out beneath our feet, and it is the technology itself, which is the end game. You know, the New World Order is the smart grid, as I've said so many times. This whole 5G network that is coming online, not only does it constitute a mass surveillance system and a mass weapons system, but it also constitutes what will eventually be a digital currency and a smart system, which just encompasses everything. And every single aspect of your lives will be involved in this smart system. If you don't participate in the smart system, then you won't be able to participate in anything that this world has to offer in a commercial way. Nothing that this society has to offer. You won't be able to drive on the roads. You won't be able to pay your taxes. You won't be able to live in a house. You won't be able to shop at any supermarkets. You won't be able to buy any of the stuff from any of the stores or anything. If you want to participate in this society, you're going to have to be involved in the smart grid. That's why they put it all out there now. That's why we've got all this information to fight about, because we're not looking at what's being rolled out right beneath our feet, and we're not looking at how we can nip this in the bud right now. And that's where the focus needs to be. I think everybody, no matter what your research is at the moment, you need to realize how you are being led into a trap. By keeping your head down that rabbit hole and not paying attention to what's going around you, you are being led into a trap. That's exactly why that rabbit hole has been opened. And ultimately, you don't know, and you will never know until we've established freedom. And the window to establish that freedom is closing very, very quickly. But we still do have an opportunity to move things in a completely different direction by simply stepping away from the system. And standing up to combat this 5G grid and this whole smart surveillance grid that's coming online as well by whatever means we can. You know, use legal means, even though they're not really going to work. They're going to at least succeed in alerting a lot of people to the fact that we have a clear and present danger. That's what we can use the legal system for at the moment. I mean, I don't expect anyone to ever get remedy for anything within the legal system. And if you do, it will be a small modicum of remedy. Then they'll simply change the code and they'll find a way of slipping it in through another door, because that's what they always do. It just gives them an excuse to find that loophole and tie it up. But it does bring public awareness to people by using the legal system in this way, so it's a good thing. And it also slows things down, so that's a good thing. But we need to combat this 5G smart grid in every single way that we can, and the first step is non-participation, non-compliance. Do not use anything automated in this system. Do not shop with a credit card. Do not use cashless supermarkets. Do not use cashless petrol pumps, cashless anything. Always shop with cash, because that will slow the system down. It may be a little inconvenient for you at the moment, but it's going to be far more inconvenient when you find yourself locked down into this digital control grid. There's also a group called In Power, which has started a movement. They're starting legal action against this 5G grid. I recommend you get involved in that as well. Again, I don't expect to ever see any legal remedy from this system, but all of these initiatives slow the system down and they all bring awareness to more and more people. And it's through public awareness that we're ultimately going to achieve something. You know, so much through this movement, when we've been trying to wake the world up to what's going on, trying to wake the world up to the fact that they're living in a slavery system, it's been far too conspiratorial because ultimately it is a conspiracy. There is a group of people who conspire to do bad things, and that's what a conspiracy is. It's not a theory that this is going on. This is actually what is going on. But all of the information we've had in the past to be able to bring this to people has been far too conspiratorial in its presentation to people. And of course it has, because how else do you present a conspiracy when it is actually a real conspiracy? But now with this 5G grid and with this whole smart grid coming online, the whole cashless grid that's coming online, it's in your face. This isn't conspiratorial. This is technological. This is political. This is business. And everybody can see it right in their face. It's just alerting them to what the undertones of this cashless grid is. Now, the smart grid is not smart for the people. It's a grid that talks to itself that is going to be completely dominating every aspect of everybody's lives and putting an economic value on every single action that you perform. That's what the smart grid is for, and that's what it will do, and that's what digital currency is needed for. And it's a real opportunity because I think most people who look at this can see it for what it is, and it's a real opportunity for us because not many people are going to want this. And it may actually alert people to the fact that government are actually their employees, and their employees have gotten out of control, and now they've taken over the mansion, and they're stealing the silverware, and they are enslaving the owners. Because ultimately we are the ones who control this reality, ladies and gentlemen, if we would just remember that. We would just remember that there is no such thing as a legitimate ruler. There is no such thing as a legitimate slave. And we are living in a people farm. And we have to stop acting like sheep and start responding to what the wolves are doing. Because these people are wolves, ladies and gentlemen. Quite literally, they are wolves. And they are farming this species, they are harvesting this species, they are strip mining this habitat, and we are the ones who are suffering the consequences. And simply because no one's doing anything about it, because everyone has been trained to just comply and just go along with what they're told under fear of the big stick and the wolves biting. But what's it matter anymore, ladies and gentlemen? The wolves are going to bite anyway. They've just been nipping at our heels. And we've just been letting them get away with it because the nips have just been what appears to be gentle. But they're getting stronger and stronger, and eventually we're not going to have an environment to live in. We're not going to have any say in any aspect of our lives at all if we do not take the matter in hand now. So I urge people to get involved and just pull your heads out of these rabbit holes for a little while and just share information about this 5G smart grid and start taking action in your local community to prevent it from being rolled out. But I think we've reached break time here, folks, so I'll leave it there for now. We're going to have a break. Thank you for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Don't go away. Welcome back to the show, folks. So, yeah, I've often thought about this system and why everything is so in your face. And you think about it, you know, when you put it all in everybody's face the way it is and you make it so obvious that everybody is a criminal, you know, we've got so many criminal enterprises to deal with. You know, the governments themselves are criminal enterprises, but apart from that, we've got things like the Clinton Foundation, we've got the whole Zionist Jewish mafia that's running things in the background, we've got the Jesuits that are doing all the sordid stuff they're up to, we've got this huge pedophile ring, all the stuff that was exposed through the Pizzagate investigation, all these manufactured wars, all this mining, all this human slavery, so much stuff to deal with, Fukushima, I mean, you name it. So many issues to keep us distracted and to keep us fighting and to keep us angry with people and pointing the finger at people and wanting to prosecute people. And it's very understandable. I mean, everybody out there who looks at these problems, you want to look at the people that are running this whole show and you want to just take them out and hang them. Of course you do. It's an emotional response and we all have that. But what I'm saying is, although it would be nice to do, what's it going to achieve? Because you look at it and the reason they put all this here and it's so in our face and we're always fighting about it and screaming about it and angry about it and trying to take action about it is because it doesn't really matter what action we take against any of these people or any of these groups or organizations now, because it's the smart grid itself that is the problem. And it makes perfect sense for them to put all this stuff in our face and to give us the internet and to make all this information available to us now, just to create all of this mayhem and distraction and infighting and argument and anger, so that we won't notice what's going on. It just makes perfect sense for it to have all been run this way. And like I said, even if you were to start action against any of these groups now, or even if you were to pull down the entire government system worldwide and arrest all of them and put them all in jail and put some responsible people up there, we've still got this smart grid rolling out. People just aren't paying attention to what it is. They're not noticing what the Internet of Things is really going to do to their lives and how much of a drastic change this is actually going to be. But that's why they put everything in our face, folks. That's why we see the UN clearly being the corrupt enterprise that it is. That's why we see Israel being the corrupt entity that it is. That's why we see the Clinton Foundation doing what it does and getting away with it, because all these people know that they're untouchable. They don't care if we know, because they know we can't do anything about it. And even if we try to do something about it, that's fine. They know we're never going to get anywhere. They want us to try to do something about it because they've got the system in their pockets anyway. They don't care. They prefer you to be fighting about that and trying to take action against them, because while you're doing that, you're not looking at what's going on around you, and you're not dealing with the smart grid, and you're not realizing that the best thing we can do and the way to defeat the system is to simply disconnect from it, to stop complying with it, to get back in touch with what it means to be a human being and simply forget about these people. Stop squabbling about who the rulers are, who the controllers are, and realize that nobody controls you if you don't want them to, and stop living a life where you believe you are controlled by somebody and you need to do what you're told, because you don't. That would be a good start. And realize that what you are facing is the smart grid itself, and this smart grid is run entirely by your own consent and by your own choice of participating in that smart grid. You know, the only reason it's going to enslave us the way it does is because everybody's choosing to participate in it, so those who don't will end up being locked out of society. But if everybody chooses not to participate in it, then it can't come online. It's as simple as that. Even if a few people choose to want it, it doesn't matter if 90% of the people don't want it, it still can't come online. It's a matter of choice, folks. But people have to get involved, and they have to realize that that choice is there for them to make, and they have to consciously make that choice rather than simply being led in one direction. Now, have you ever wanted to just be able to stand on a mountaintop and scream out stop to the whole world and just have everyone stop what they're doing and sit down for 5 minutes and just think about stuff? Have you ever wanted to do that? I've wanted to do that ever since I was a child. Just yell out, stop. Just get everyone to just stop. Just for a minute, and just listen for a second and just think about what they're doing. Because when you look at this world and you look at this society, you look at all the stuff that we do, it's just so meaningless. Everything that this society is structured on is so meaningless. And why people can't see it, it's just been an endless source of fascination for me. It really has. Well, perhaps they can see it. Perhaps they see it, but they just don't want to admit it to themselves, because admitting that to themselves makes their life seem meaningless. This is the problem I used to have with my mother. I used to try to tell her this sort of stuff, and she'd say, well, even if it's true, I don't want to know because I'm comfortable where I am. And that seems to be most of the problem that people have. They're too afraid to step outside of their comfort zones. It's just too scary outside, even in the normal world, for what they think reality is. It's too scary for them. And when you start informing them of what's really going on, it completely freaks them out and they just don't want to know. That's a huge problem. But you get to the point where you realize that, as I've been saying, you know, all of these conspiracies are put there, all of these major issues are put there, and they're made to appear larger than life. I mean, some of them are. Some of them are huge. I mean, the situation in Syria, Yemen, the decimation of whole countries, and the plastic situation, all the stuff that I've covered on so many previous shows. I mean, we've got so many issues we're facing, and so many of them seem completely and utterly insurmountable. And I think that's why they're created that way. They're created that way just to create this scary environment for people. So everybody thinks that everything is insurmountable and there's absolutely nothing they can do against this huge leviathan of government. They've just forgotten that government is just a building populated by people who are just little people like them who do all the same things that they do. And these are people who are actually elected to positions of management and they're actually the people's employees. And really, we don't have to do any of this stuff. All we have to do is stand up for ourselves and hold these people accountable. And like I'm saying, we don't even have to prosecute them. Just tell them to go away. We're going to do things differently now. We don't have to have the world run the way it is. It's as simple as that. Now, what's it going to take for people to just have that 5 minutes where they can sit down and think about all this and put their lives in some sort of perspective? And that's the problem, getting people off this treadmill and giving people time to think about themselves a little bit and think about the world that they live in and to give a chance for that spark of light, that spark of awareness to go off in their brains. You know, that's really one of the main problems that we have in trying to find a way out of this mess, folks, is that people very often simply don't have the time in their lives for that little spark to ever be lit. I think it's actually lit by default in a lot of the kids that are being born, a lot of the millennials that are being born, but that's what the education system has been restructured for, is to make sure that spark is squashed and to lock them into this control grid. That's why they want kids to get iPads at very early ages, to get them addicted to dopamine and get them locked into that virtual world, because at that point they're going to stop paying attention to the world around them. You know, you're not going to really know what the real world is if you never experienced it. If your life has been immersed in a virtual reality since birth, then how are you ever really going to pay attention to what is happening outside the doors? How are you ever going to really pay attention to your environment? How are you ever really going to think about things? Because all of the information that you've been fed anyway, you're getting from the internet. It's all structured. It's all coming from Google. It's all coming from the AI. It's all coming from the bots. It's all filtered and tailored to lead society in the direction that the controlling hand wants society to go. And this has been never more obvious than what we've seen with the millennials. And the millennials are very bright. A lot of these kids are really, really smart kids. That's why the education system's been changed so much, folks. They're really smart kids, but they're coming out of school. They don't even know how to write properly. They don't really have any life skills. Many of them are very, very confused about life, but they're very, very intelligent in other ways. They're just not being given an opportunity to really know who and what they are and to ever discover the truth about themselves and the true art of themselves. Everything's very fast. Everything's very superficial. Everything is gratification by the moment. You judge each moment by how much pleasure you receive from that moment. That's what all these iPads and icons and dopamine fixes are all about as well. It lowers people's attention span and it gets people to judge their life according to the degree of pleasure they receive from each moment that they experience. And this is really not what life is about. This is not how you learn through the human experience. It's not how you have any spiritual growth. And it's very effective at disconnecting people from themselves. And that's what it's for. And of course, it's also very effective at leading people into the smart grid, which of course is the main goal in all of this, because the smart grid is the end game. The smart grid is the new world order. But can you see it? Folks, can you see how so much of what we're given to argue about and to be angry about and to be up in arms about, the quests that we go on, our activists' quests for, and all the things, the missions that we try to solve, all the problems in the world that we try to solve, can you see that all of them are created simply so we will give attention to solving them, when none of them will be solved? The system isn't designed to allow them to be solved, and that's not the purpose of them. The purpose of them is to create the mayhem, to get our blood up, to give us the distraction so that we won't notice what's going on around us. Can you see how all of this works? You know, you join any of these organizations, just try it. Just join International Volunteers Abroad, or join some Palestinian activism organization, or some Greenpeace, or whatever, something to save the whales, something that you think will make a difference, and go out there and see how much difference you can actually make by operating through that organization. Anytime, anything you try to do, just see how far you get with it. And the reason you never get anywhere is because all of these organizations are not designed to allow you to get anywhere. They're not designed to fix the problem. They're designed to perpetuate the problem. And they're designed to channel your energy into a little box that you think is actually doing something. But it's not. It's just a blind alley. It's a rabbit hole. It's something that leads nowhere. It's something designed to take your energy and take your money and take your focus and make you think that you're going to make a difference by joining this organization or this group or donating to them or doing whatever it is they say, going on one of their missions to go and put a band-aid on a jugular vein, which is what it usually is. And you step back and have a look at all this, folks, and you realize that we're being played for a bunch of fools, and we have been played for a bunch of fools the whole time. Every one of these activist groups is controlled. Every one of them is not doing what you think it's doing. All it's doing is taking your focus, your money, and your energy. Every one of them is designed to perpetuate the problem. You know, I've been telling people for years, don't go to marches and rallies and all this sort of stuff. I've been saying for years, the only purpose of these things, the only thing you can possibly hope to achieve by going to a rally is to show solidarity with people, to let people know how much you support what they do and let people know that you all stand together. But that is the only thing you will achieve. Marching in the street doesn't do anything. All it does is give the police an excuse to come and beat you up, and it gives the powers that believe they be a little gauge to see how many people are actually interested. And you all have these rallies. You go to a podium at the end, a few people get up and make a few speeches, and everyone goes home thinking they made a difference. But you didn't. You know, the people get up and make these speeches, they never really try to motivate you into actually pushing it forward from that point and making the rally actually mean something, the beginning of something which could bring about change. You just go and have these rallies and think, wow, we did it. We did something. No, you didn't. You just went out there and you got your energy channeled away from you. You got your attention channeled away from you for a day. You probably put some money into it, and then you went home and everything stayed the same. That's what these rallies and activist gatherings are all for. And I actually got up and said this at a rally one day in Australia, and I never ever got asked back to another rally. And the only rally that I did get asked back to, once they found out that I was the one who was going to speak, they wouldn't let me speak. That is how controlled all this stuff is, ladies and gentlemen. The whole thing is one big play. You know, we don't have to give our attention to any of these movements. We don't have to join a movement to go and stop what's going on in Palestine. All we have to do is turn and face the politicians in our own community that are funding Palestine and withdraw support from them and point the finger at them and say, hey, you're a criminal, and call the police to come and arrest them. And if the police won't arrest them, well, there you go. There's your explanation of what the police are doing. They're obviously not doing their job of arresting criminals. All they're doing is pandering to criminals and carrying out the will of criminals. So there's a big wake-up call for the community there. Now, that's how you're going to solve the situation, folks. Pull yourself away from this system. Disconnect from this system. Stop complying with this system. Stop going along with your own slavery. And stop thinking that going down government-sponsored pathways to be involved in government-sponsored initiatives and registered initiatives to fix problems that are created by government is going to fix anything. What you need to do is withdraw support from the criminal enterprise euphemistically referred to as government. That's what you need to do. Pull support from that, and pull support from the smart grid, because that is the only way out of the mess that we are currently heading into. You want to heal the situation in Palestine? Pull support from your politicians in the United States. Pull support from all politicians in the Western world. Don't join the military. Don't join the army. Don't join the police force. Don't join any job. Don't work for any position that is supporting government. Pull all support from government, because government is a criminal enterprise run by criminals, and this is what is wrong with the world. Government. Now, I don't know how far the people of this world are going to have to be pushed before they're going to begin to realize that they are under attack. And the force that they are under attack from is their government. And it doesn't matter which government it is, because they all work together. They all collude together to create the global situation, to create these fake wars, these theaters of conflict. All of them are working together. They all go and drink together. They all party together. They're all part of the same club. Doesn't matter which government you're in, it's all part of the same club. These people don't really hate each other. They all work for the same people. They all work towards the same agenda. They all create the distraction, and they all create the mechanism and the environment required to bring this whole smart grid online. And that is what it has always been about. And here it is, right here, right now. What are you going to do about it? That's the thing, folks, because as this grid is coming for you in your life, that is a reality, and the only one who can do anything about that is you. And that's the choice you have to make, because it is your choice as to whether you are going to participate in this smart grid or you're going to make a stand. That's it. No one else can change it. No one else can stop it. You can take whatever action you like against the smart grid. You can join whatever movement you like. You can take any action you want. You can go and march in the street. You can do anything you want. But if you use the tech, then you're supporting the system. That's the thing. And like I said, it doesn't matter what sort of a movement you join anyway. I mean, sure, the in-power movement that's going to create that liability towards government for what it's doing, this is a good thing. It'll slow things down, but it won't solve the issue. It will slow things down, though, and it will bring public awareness, and that's a good idea. That's a good thing we can do. Plus, it motivates people on the ground because it has a focus that you have to take this action yourself, which is true because the only one who can stand up for you is you. And that's a good thing. So I do urge people to get involved in that movement because it will slow things down and it will bring it to the attention of other people, and we need to take every action that we can. But ultimately, it's going to come down to the tech itself. It's going to come down to the choices people make. You know, where they choose to channel their energy. You know, if you've got a problem with poor support from your government, if you've got a problem with the environment, if you've got a problem with the whaling, if you've got a problem with environmental destruction, the way to fix it is not to join Greenpeace or go and protest it. The way to fix the problem is to withdraw support from your government. This is what I've been saying since 2008. Everything else is just pandering to criminals. You go down all these pathways, you're just pandering to criminals. The way to fix all of the problems that we face is to pull support from government. Withdraw support from government in every shape and every form that you can. Do not do what these people say. Realize that this is a criminal class. They do not have your best interests at heart. They have your worst interests at heart. And every problem that we face in the world today is a result of the actions of government. Doesn't matter what it is. Environmental degradation, wars, destruction, Fukushima, pollution, this smart grid, everything. It all comes about because of legislation that is written by people who populate the corridors of power in government. All of it. Now, these people are simply the CEOs of this worldwide corporate empire, this worldwide people farm, this slavery system that is running the world, that has fed the people all of this rubbish, all of this false history, all of this false reality that people live in. This is all the result of government. These are simply the CEOs that run this, and they're a bunch of criminals, folks. They're a bunch of criminals. Malcolm Turnbull's a criminal. Donald Trump is a criminal. Kim Jong-un is a criminal. Bibi Netanyahu, Trudeau, Theresa May, Vladimir Putin, all of them. They all go to the same club. It doesn't matter who's pretending to be the good guy this week. If they haven't spoken out about this, if they're allowing their population to be enslaved to a financial system which is based in debt, if they're supporting war, if they've got nuclear weapons, if they're feeding GM food to the world, if they're fluoridating their water, if they haven't spoken about all of this, then they're a criminal. It's as simple as that. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is every single one of them. They're all either criminals or they're too stupid and uninformed to hold the position that they hold anyway, and so they have no right to be there. And they don't have any control or authority over you anyway. Why do you believe they do? Well, just because they write all this rubbish down on pieces of paper. How does that work? How does that work, folks? It's just a magic spell. They've got people enthralled by magic because people believe they must do whatever someone writes down on paper. It's ridiculous. That's how they get away with rolling the smart grid out. They just say, oh, it's the law. And you go, oh, gee, I can't do anything about it. Well, hang on, why is it the law? Oh, it's the law because this guy in this suit over here wrote it down on a piece of paper, so now you have to allow your world to be destroyed because he wrote down on a piece of paper that he could do that. And you just go along with that. The question is, why? Why on earth would people allow the world that they live in to be destroyed just because some sociopath wrote down on paper that they could do that? It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's time people woke up to themselves. It's time to pull support from government, folks, in every shape and every form that you can. It's time to hold these people accountable for the mess that they have created, for what they've done to the human experience. You know, this whole world is so messed up, and we have no idea what is really going on here. This world is something vastly different to what we've been told it is. Everything is out of balance. Everything is out of whack. Nothing makes any sense. Really, no matter what scale you put it on, no matter what economic system you measure it up to, no matter what social system you measure it to, no matter what scale you use, you cannot find any sanity anywhere in this system. Nothing that makes sense if you look at the world to be what we're told it is, and you look at this reality to be what we're told it is, nothing that we're doing makes sense. None of these mining operations make sense. None of this government control makes sense. None of the wars make sense. None of the human experience to this point makes any real sense if you gauge it according to the parameters that we're given to gauge reality by. None of it makes sense. And it's time we realize that all of these issues that we've been fighting against are all a distraction. All of it. You know, they're all designed to keep us arguing and fighting and bitching at each other. No one's ever going to make a difference that way. That's why all these situations are put there. And it's time for everyone to just stop. Stop for a minute. Sit down for 5 minutes. Think about things. Look around you. Pay attention. And stand up for yourself. Now's the time we have to do it, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't stand up to this 5G grid, if we allow ourselves to be led into this cashless society, then it's all over. There's nothing more we're going to be able to do from that point. And it's going to be very, very difficult for the human race to extricate themselves from the system that is coming online if we allow it to come online. And again, it's our choice as to whether this is going to happen. It's our choice as to whether to use the tech. And we can still use technology. We can still use the internet. We can still have all the connectivity that we've got. You know, we could turn this into something really fantastic if we wanted to. But we're just allowing it to be led into a place of slavery. You know, that's the point and that's the reality. And even when I'm bringing this information to people, people are saying, oh, this guy just wants to destroy the internet. He just wants us to become stupid. No, I'm not saying that. You're not listening to what I'm saying. It isn't the technology itself that is bad. It's the direction the technology is being led into. This fully autonomic system that is being created. That is what is the problem. You know, we don't want an autonomic system. We are already autonomic ourselves. We've just forgotten how to look after ourselves. We need to get that skill back. Because in another couple of generations, it's not going to be there anymore and we're not going to get it back. And how long will it take us to ever get that back? You know, you can't have a human species, a living biological organism dependent upon this cybernetic system anyway. It doesn't make any sense for us to do that. I mean, all you need is for the power to go out and there's the end of the human race. We just can't look after ourselves from that point because we've forgotten how. It's ridiculous. How do we ever allow ourselves to be led into this position anyway to begin with? It's absurd that we could have done this to ourselves. But again, it's the result of politicians. But that's the situation that we're facing, folks. That's where we've been led into while we've been distracted by all these other things, all these side issues, all these arguments, all this finger pointing, all this activism that has never gotten anywhere. You know, as I've often said, we don't need to occupy Wall Street. We just need to occupy ourselves. And now's the time to do it. People just have to realize that they have value and that the people around them have value as well. And they've got to open up their hearts to their people, open up their hearts to themselves and remember the language of the heart. Remember what we once were and realize what we could be if we just pay attention to what is happening. Now, it's really important, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. You know, we've got a very, very short window here. And it's important that people pay attention and it's important that people put down their rabbit holes, put down all these side issues and get some focus on the criminal class that is running this world and get these people out of power and get our world back into some reasonable position of sanity and realize where we're being led with this technological system that's being rolled out and try to figure out a better direction to take things. I mean, really, we have so much opportunity here. We do. I mean, what we could do with this technology could be absolutely incredible. It's just where we are being led that is the problem. But folks, we have pretty well reached the end of this show here, so I'm going to have to leave it there. So it was a bit of a free flow of thought for you, that show. I mean, I don't really know where I started and where I was going, but hey, this is where we ended up. So it is what it is, and that's what you get. But that's it for me, folks. I will not be able to bring you a show next week. I'm glad I was able to bring you one this week. I didn't think I would be able to, but I don't know if I will get one out to you next weekend. I'll try, but I do have a very busy month ahead of me. Thank you for joining me on the air today. Thank you to all those who support the website. Thank you to those who donate to the Patreon account. I cannot thank the Patreon subscribers enough, really, folks. You are all that keeps me going. And thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the support that you give me. I could not continue this work were it not for you, and I love you all very dearly. And I am completely sincere in saying that. And thank you for just giving me the time that you spend each week listening to the show. But folks, that is it for me. I'm completely out of time. I will look forward to speaking to you again next time I'm able. Please take very good care until then, my friends. in La Keche.